Blessings, blessings, blessings. I hope everybody having a wonderful, wonderful day today. Well, today, y'all, I'm walking outside again, of course. But I always do this platform to let people know, like, look, when you're doing what you have to do for the Lord, you're going to be in some strange places and different types of environments. But at the end of the day, regardless of what it is, you got this. Okay, you got this, you got this, you got this. So last week we talked about walking in the new. We talked about forgiveness. We talked about different and other things throughout this platform. But today I want to share with you this, and listen to me very clearly, y'all. Walking into your new, right? It requires dedication. And that's what I want to talk about today. So walking in your new and being dedicated to what you have to do for the Lord. So I ask you all, what are you dedicated to? What are you dedicated to do? And who are you dedicated to? When it comes down to me now, I'm gonna put myself on the chopping block like I always do. I am dedicated to the Father. I am dedicated to His will. I am dedicated to His way. So with that being said, whatever He has for me to do, I plan on doing it. I plan on achieving it. I plan on succeeding in it. So I ask everybody, and I ask you all too as well, what is it that God has for you to do? Are you willing to step in faith? Are you willing to trust in the process? Are you willing to allow God's will to be done? It's not always easy to allow God's will to be done, but we have to learn to allow His will to be done. So with that being said, having faith, trusting and believing, but also being dedicated. Are you dedicated to the process? Are you dedicated to complete? Are you dedicated by being faithful? Are you dedicated by allowing your lifestyle to match up? Are you dedicated? Okay, are you dedicated? So think about all that. Because when it comes down to dedication, your life, finances, you know, a commitment, you know, accepting your assignment, walking in your assignment, walking in truth. Sorry about the noise, y'all. Emergency car passing by. But anyway, walking in your truth, trusting in God and trusting in His will, trusting in His way. Are you dedicated? And with that being said, we have to learn how to be dedicated, and we have to learn how to trust God regardless of what it may look like. And I'm going to tell you something. By me being a servant of God, a servant of Yah, it was tremendously difficult to step out in the deep, to say, God, you know, I trust in your will and I trust in your way, but am I able to walk on that water? Am I able to allow God's will to be done in my life? Am I able to make the sacrifices that's necessary to do so? Being committed and being dedicated, it takes everything. It's 100%. It's not 45, 75, 65. It is 100% dedication that you have to be to actually walk in your calling, walk in the position that God has for you to be in. A lot of people get all caught up in the titles and they get all caught up in the position and stuff like that. But in that role is not easy, regardless of what role it may be. I don't care if it's at the door, to the back, to the middle, from the top. No assignment is easy because it takes sacrifice. It takes dedication. It takes a move of the Lord. Okay. And a lot of people don't want to play with it, but you got to be for real about God's business when you're in here doing this thing. Okay. A lot of people is really not for real about what they have to do for the Lord. And you have to be for real, and you have to be dedicated, and you have to be, look here, you can't play with it. So dedication, okay? Sacrificing yourself, sacrificing God's will for your life. That's a requirement. It's a request. It's for real, for real. Are you for real about what you're going to do for the Father? Are you dedicated? Okay, it's a lot of people, they want to give 75%, but God wants 100%. So it's going to take some time. You can't watch TV today. Different things like that. You can't go where you want to go. You can't do what you want to do. Sometimes you have to stay home. Talk to the Lord. Allow God to minister to you. Allow God to guide you, protect you. Allow God's will to be done for you in your life. What is it that you think that the Father has for you to do? Think about it. It's a lot of people are walking in assignments. Like everybody right now, they're in love with being a bishop, and they're in love with being an apostle or a prophet. They're in love with being being a pastor, being in the front line. But at the same time, you know, you don't know what that person had to go through to have that type of mantle, to have that type of anointing over their life. It was a sacrifice. You know, being a prophet is not easy. You got people now, they desire to be prophets. Now, one time they desired this, everybody wanted to be an evangelist. Now, everybody wants to be an apostle. Then you got now, everybody wanted to be a prophet. This, that, and the third, because you're the mouthpiece. But at the same time, being a mouthpiece is not easy. You know, a lot of people want to be a bishop, an overseer, right? Where they have different ministries all over. But at the same time, that bishop is a high-ranked deacon. So at the same time, you still required to do what he tells you to do. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be faithful to him? Are you willing to trust him? What are you willing to do? We got to trust God in every season. A lot of people just want to trust God temporarily, but you got to really trust God when it comes down to this. Bishops have administration duties. A lot of them don't even know that. You think being in a church, you can't preach and do administration. So you got to make a choice on what you decide to do with that. And with that being said, I just want us to make better decisions and making sure we're dedicated to what he has for us to do in our lives. Being dedicated to the Father, being dedicated to God, being dedicated to Yah in your assignment. So let me pray for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you continue to guide, lead, and protect your people. Please allow your will to be done in their lives. And we just want to say we thank you right now, Father, for your favor. We thank you for your divine covering. We thank you for everything that you have for us to do in this season, Lord God. Allow us to be dedicated to your will and your way. And we just ask again that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you and take care.